Welcome to Spirit and Truth. I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. This is a live program, and we are ready to receive your call. We believe God for you and your family. We believe that God can set you free because He is a miracle-working God. Listen to me carefully. God wants you to be healed. God wants you to be delivered. You can reach us right here at WCNO 772-221-1100.
Amen. Well, good afternoon. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie right here on the program of Spirit and Truth. I'm telling you, what an awesome day thus far. What a great day thus far. We want to give God thanks and praise, for the Lord is great, and yes, His mercy endure forevermore. Well, indeed, we are back again on this live broadcast program right here on the station WCNO 89.9 FM right here in Palm City. Amen, amen, amen. The Lord is worthy to be praised. Well, Pastor Lawrence McKenzie, I want you to know today that we have with us, amen, a special guest with us today, amen, as we live, amen, on Facebook too, amen. Also, we are live in the radio station. We want you to know today that God is great. And yes, He is greatly to be praised. From the rise of the sun to the going down, our God is still the same. I tell you, I don't know about you today, but I believe in God. I'm expecting God, to do a great and mighty thing. Well, you are listening to the program, A Spirit and Truth with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. Welcome to the live program on WCNO 89.9 FM. Amen. We got amen already. Phone ringing. We got amen. Bishop Hillerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
Man, it's good to see you. Amen.
What a privilege to be here.
Amen. Thank you, sir, for coming for so far. You and Lady Grace, amen. The Lord is good, amen.
Yes, He is.
Amen. So today, as we get ready to go into prayer, Bishop Hillerman going to lead us into prayer, and he will be praying for those of you who call today. Now, let me just say to you today, I want you to know today that we are here connecting hearts to heaven. We're here praying, I tell you, one prayer at a time, amen, unto the Lord. We believe in God for you, your family, for your ministry, for your business, whatever it is, for your healing, restoration, whatever it may be. We believe in God for you. Bishop, are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir. We
amen,
are ready.
Amen, amen. I tell you,
to hear what God is going to say, amen, and what God is going to do,
amen, amen,
over the airwaves today.
Amen, amen, amen. This is the program, amen, spreading through, amen, Pastor Lawrence McKenzie and Bishop Hillerman with me on this day. Now, Bishop, as we go into prayer, amen, we're going to ask you, sir, whatever the Lord lay on your heart to pray for the people, sir. And of those persons who make the phone call, sir, amen, I will control the phone for you, sir, in here today. Amen. We're just going to ask you to pray. But just before you go on to prayer, sir, do you have a way that you want to share with those who might be listening right now, amen, and then we're going to throw out the phone number, sir.
I just want people to know,
amen,
that
amen.
God is still able.
I believe we got a call already. Bishop, there's someone on the line.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know you were on.
All right. Is that the call coming in? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I had malaria, and I have a science fiction-type allergy and skin issues now, and I would love to ask for healing and for my heart to not be, my heart is bound as well. I would just love to ask for some healing from you.
Bishop, yes, so she says she had malaria, and she asked him for prayer for healing, amen? Come on, Bishop. Don't leave the
hallelujah
line. Bishop will pray for you, amen.
Listen, there's nothing too hard for God to do. And prayer is not too far from what God wants to do. And today we put your situation before the Lord, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. And here there's malaria in your body. Father, touch our sister body in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. You said you are a healer. You said every stripe that you have taken, it was for our healing. Father, here is one of the stripes that we're using for the healing of our sister. Father, we ask you to touch her wherever she is, Father, and even touch her home, surround her home with peace, surround her home with understanding, surround her home with her love. Let her know that you are God that is able. You said your hand is not too short. There is nothing impossible with you for you to do. Here we know that even when Mary said, how can you favor me? when I did not know a man. He says, you sees it as impossible with man, but with God it's all possible. And God says, I'm touching your body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, you're gonna be refreshed. You're going to be healed. He said, tomorrow you need to go to church and tell them that you are healed, that you have called and God have speak to your situation. He says, I've touched you from the head. To the ear too. He says, I'm resting my hands over every single area of your body right now, and there is healing. He says, healing goes to you. Healing comes to you. Healing goes to you. Healing goes to you. And even every person of your household would know that you are healed because you're going to feel refreshed. He says, I take away fear over your life. Fear I take away over your life because you're going to see me in all of my glory. You're going to see me showing up in every single area of your life. In Jesus' mighty, mighty
Amen.
Name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, caller. God bless you. Thank God. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie right here with Bishop Hilleman. Amen. I tell you, time go by so quickly. You can reach us right here. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. You can call right now. And Bishop will pray for you. Hey, Bishop.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Bishop. Talk to me, Bishop.
Yes.
Talk
yes.
To
me. Listen, I'm excited to be on the airwaves of 89.9 FM.
Yeah, amen.
And this is a wonderful station. Listen, God is able and God do things. And sometimes you are wondering what God wants to do. But
amen.
But today we're going to let God have his way on new WCNO Wi-Fi. And God is going to show up.
Amen.
God is going to make a way on WCNO. God is going to make a way on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Amen.
And I'm
Amen.
Excited what God is going to do with
Amen.
This radio station. Listen, I see life being changed over this airwaves. I see people. I see where people are lost. They see hope rising from the ashes. He says, just like what he tell Ezekiel.
Amen, Bishop. We got
Hallelujah.
Caller. Amen. Hello, caller. You're on the line. Yeah. Amen.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead, caller.
I'm trying to call in for prayer.
Amen. Go on, Bishop. There's a lady calling for prayer. Do you have a specific?
But I want to tell you what I need prayer for.
Yes.
Okay, almost a year ago, my Social Security was cut based on some property that my mother died and left to me and my two sisters. And I really didn't have anything to do with the property. My baby sister, the one that taking care of the mortgage, taking care of taxes, and she felt very, you know, like this is all hers because my mother been dead since 2000. Okay, I've been trying to get her to take my name off the property, but anyway, Social Security found out. They cut my check.
Amen.
I took my name off the property. So I have a hearing coming up before a law officer judge on June the 9th.
Amen.
And I'm just believing God is going to, you know, give me the victory in every way possible concerning
Amen.
This.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
I felt it was a great injustice. I even feel like somebody told them, you know, somebody was trying to hurt me because once it happened, all my family stopped talking to me.
Amen. Okay,
so
sis. Yes, ma'am.
I'm a believer in the Lord, and
okay.
I know that God
Yes, yes, ma'am. We will.
Angela.
Yes, ma'am. We will pray for you, please. Just listen to the radio, amen. Because we got
Hallelujah.
A lot of phone call coming in, amen.
Listen,
amen. Hold on,
listen.
Bishop. Hello, yes, caller. You're on the line, caller.
Hello. I'd like you to pray for my friend. Hey. That's about they may gain a personal relationship with the Lord.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you, caller. We will pray, amen. Bishop, we're going to pray for the first caller.
Yes.
And then after we pray for the second caller, we're going to pray for the schoolmate. Amen.
Listen, God knows every situation. And I think today is the day for you to be released from whatever the situation is. Hear what is happening. God sent me here today to tell you that the property that you have, and it's in your mother's name, seeing that your mother has passed away, you should put the property in a trust. Because whatever it is, and I presume you're getting income from the property, so put it in the trust, and then you would do a trust tax return for it, and then your Social Security, when you file your taxes, you would show that you do not have anything to do with the property, that the trust is taking care of the property. So here we come before the Lord. Father, we thank you that you know this situation, what would have been happening with this young lady. Here her parents pass away and leave the property in her name. But here, Father, you're telling her that you said wisdom comes from above. So now you're giving her the wisdom of what to do with the property. You're telling her to put the property in a trust and you would be able to take it. We pray that God will understand and take care of it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Caller, you're on the air. Amen, caller. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air, caller. Amen. Bishop, we missed the call. Let's pray for the young guy, but his schoolmates.
Hallelujah. Father, here's a young man who wants to put his schoolmate before you. We're gonna show you that you care about friends. Even when the young man that was crippled and his friends came and take him to Jesus. Here, this young man is coming by faith for his friend. Father, if he doesn't know who you are, cause him to know that there is a Savior, there's someone that can help in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Caller, you on the line. Amen. Bishop is here to pray for you. Hey, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, I just called you, and I think you kind of misunderstood what I was saying about my mother's property.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with me having the property. I just need prayer for the night. You misunderstood what I said. It's not like the
part. Okay, all right, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We got it. Okay.
Hallelujah. Amen, Bishop. Father, we thank you for the caller to clarify the situation. Father, you know everything. We pray that you will answer her situation. You will show up wherever she has to go on Tuesday to take care of it. Father, show up. Make yourself be known. Make yourself lifted up. Make yourself be glorified in everything that is happening in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, time go by so quickly. Bishop talks. So you want to say something? Amen. If you are listening to us right now, you are listening to the program with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie and Bishop Hillman. I'm Spirit and Through It on the AM WCNO 89.9 FM right here in Palm City. Listen, we want you to know that we want to stand with you. We want to be there for you. Listen, you can reach us right now, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. You can call right now, and Bishop Hillman will pray for you. Bishop.
This is WCNO, and Amen. We are at 89.9, and we're making things Amen. Happen on Amen. The airwaves.
Amen.
Here, God is doing something mightily in this place, and we are here to do whatever the Lord wants us to do, and we see doors are opening for people. This day we see that people are going to be healed. We see deliverance that is going to happen because God is on a move. And if God is on the move, he wants to do something special in the lives of every person that is listening to us on WCNO 89.9 because God is moving. And let God have his way in whatever your situation is. Let God have his way because God wants to show up in your life today and bring peace where there is chaos.
Amen.
He wants to bring understanding where you do not understand. He wants to pour down wisdom into you for the things in that you don't understand of how to do it. Here he's showing up and he's saying that I am able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think because I'm special and I am the Lord thy God that will walk in every situation in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hello, caller. Hello, caller. You're on the line.
Can I get some couple words prayer, please?
Amen. Just one of a prayer. Just pray for him.
Hallelujah.
Encouragement.
Pray for a word of encouragement. Just pray for encouragement for him. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
You.
Father, many times we want to be encouraged. Father, we pray that this young man be encouraged and know that God is still able. And God is still on the throne. For some reason, God didn't fall off the throne. It doesn't matter what your situation is. And God says, I am walking with you. And if I'm walking with you, I will be there always. It doesn't matter what it is that is occurring in your life. God says, I'm able to do it. I am the one that you need to trust in me. He says, put your trust in me and look and see what I will do for you, because I am able to do it for you in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be thou
amen,
lifted
amen,
up. Be thou glorified.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, you can reach us right here, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. The program, Spread and Through, Pastor Lawrence McKenzie and Bishop Hilleman. I'm telling you, this is the day that the Lord has made. For the Bible said, let us rejoice and be glad inside of it on WCNO 89.9 FM. Bishop, I don't know, but what the Lord is saying to you today, sir?
The Lord is saying that today he is, wake us up. Because there's so many people that we are not aware of that did not get up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Lord has waked us up, that is telling me that God ain't finished with us yet. And if God is not finished with us, he is going to fulfill every promises that he had proclaimed over your life. Whatever the promises that he proclaimed over your life, he says, I will see it through to the end. And I'm trusting that God will do that in every person that is listening to us over the airwaves. We see God doing something special over their life, because God is able. God is our strength. God is our shield. God is everything we want him to be in our life. Hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah. Yes. Somebody ought to know that. Listen, you can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. The program, Spirit and Truth, I tell you, is on the air. WCNO 89.9 FM, Pastor Lawrence McKenzie and Bishop Hilleman. Listen, somebody right now, I know you're going through something right now, and you are afraid to reach us. Listen, don't be afraid. Reach us right now.
Yes.
772-221-1100. Believe God and trust God. Bishop, I feel like it's in my spirit that somebody listening to us right now, and they are at a crossroad to make a decision, and this decision have to do with their family life, their marriage, Bishop.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to pray, so.
The thing about God... God is very specific in the things that he says over our life. He says, if you come to and marry someone, he says, I am going to seal the marriage. I am the one that's going to be in the marriage, and I'm going to make it work on your behalf. Here we see that God is concerned about families. If God wasn't concerned about family, in no way the first miracle that he would have performed is what is at a wedding ceremony. So here we are praying for marriages and for this specific marriage that God wants to touch. You're asking the question, can my marriage be saved? I feel like walking out from this marriage and start all over again, because I am the one that bearing all the burden and no one else is helping. God is saying, be patient with me. And look what I'm going to do over your situation. He said, I'm resting my hands on your marriage, and understand that I am, whatever you're going through right now, I'm teaching you how to be patient with me. I'm teaching you how to walk in patience, because you're going to be victorious if you continue to walk in patience. And try not to do everything the way you want it. Let God lead for, at least give God the privilege to lead you this weekend. You've been trying to do everything in your own way and your spirit. But this weekend you're going to give God the control to do everything his way, his will, and his understanding. And look what God is going to do through your marriage this day forward. This is Saturday. And God is going to work in your relationship because he is concerned about what he is going to do in your relationship. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, for every marriage that is listening to us, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus.
Amen, amen. I tell you, listen. God is on the move. Somebody needs to know today that God is able to do just what he said he will do. You listening to the program with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie and Bishop Hilleman, Spirit and Truth, right here on the, I tell you, WCNO 89.9 FM. Now listen, God can do it. God is able to do it. God can turn your situation around. He has the power, he has the authority to do it for you. And Bishop, as we continue, amen, we get a few more minutes. Bishop, I know that this weekend is a Memorial Weekend, Bishop.
Yes.
There are so much family lost, their loved one, their family, Bishop. And so, Bishop, I just want you to pray for those family who lost their loved one, you know, during war and different things like that. And then after that, Bishop, I'm going to ask you to, Bishop, to pray for those who traveling, because there are millions traveling, and we're going to pray for travel mercies that no aircraft crash. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That no, amen. No accident. Yes, Bishop. Go ahead, sir.
Hallelujah. This weekend is Memorial Weekend, and we here in the U.S. we celebrate it on Monday. Monday is going to be the 26th. So we're putting all those veterans. You have labored, and you have put everything that you have for this United States of America. So now that you have labored and some of you come back and you feel more depressed than anything else, Father, we praying for every single veteran that is hearing under the sound of my voice. Know that God cares about you. God is concerned about you. Some of you, you have so much medical situation that even sometimes when you go, the line is so long that you can't stand up and you walk away and you say, I'm going back home. But today, God is saying, I am going to work your situation out. He says, I'm going to touch every family member for each and every veteran under the sound of my voice so they can know that God is in the midst of your battle. He is fighting for you. He said, you fight physically for the U.S. You went to different places. You went Vietnam, Afghanistan, all the different wars that there was in the, for the U.S., and he says, you survive. He said, if you survive, I'm not going to cause you to lose your mind. I'm not going to cause you to be homeless. I will provide a place, a shelter for you, because he says, I will provide all of your needs. And your need is that you have to have shelter. So we're praying that veterans find shelter. We're praying that veterans can go to the hospital and find the healing and whatever it is. Whatever medication they need, under the mighty name of Jesus, he said, because all of your needs I'm providing. And he said, today I release it in the atmosphere that your needs are provided, shelter, housing. Every single thing that you need, he says, I'm going to provide, because I have it in the palm of my hand, in the mighty, amen, mighty, amen, name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to pray for those who might be in the air, be traveling, yes, on the streets, traveling on this weekend.
Hallelujah. We're going to pray for traveling mercy for every person that is traveling, going to different locations. Some of them want to meet up with loved ones. Some of them haven't seen loved ones for a long time. So we pray that every plane that is in the air or some traveling by road, Father, we pray that you cover them wherever they are. Father, cover the pilots them for and that are flying the different planes, the ones them who are driving, or if you're on a cruise, whatever you are, that there will be no accident wherever you are, because yes, the Lord says he's going to cover you, he's, yes, going to shelter you, yes, he's going to protect you in the mighty, yes, mighty name of Jesus. Yes. We see protection. We, yes, see protection over, yes, every form of traveling that you're doing. We see you being protected,
amen,
in the mighty,
amen,
mighty name of, amen, Jesus. We, amen, are at WCNO 89.9 FM. That's,
amen,
the radio station,
amen,
for you to be at,
amen,
because God is moving,
amen,
God is working, God is showing up, God is healing,
amen,
God is delivering,
yes,
God is walking,
yes,
in your situation,
yes,
today. today yes. because he says, I am here that you can receive whatever it is that I have for you. And if you are hearing me, that means that purpose is still in you Amen. And purpose will still be fulfilled Amen. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, time go by so quickly. Listen, you're listening to the program, Pastor Lawrence McKenzie and Bishop Hilleman. Amen. From the Word Church, Pastor Lawrence McKenzie and Bishop Hilleman. Amen. From New Life down there. Amen. In the beautiful city. Amen. Sunrise. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So listen to me. Listen to me carefully. We could take one more call, maybe two more calls, because time go by so quickly. Time go by quickly. You can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. The program, Spirit and Truth, with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie, amen, and Bishop Hilleman, you're on with us today. Amen. Amen. Bishop, I'm telling you, the Lord is worthy to be praised. Amen. So
yes,
I never thought that you and I would be on the radio, but God is good. Amen. God is good. Amen. I don't know what God is doing.
I have no idea what God is doing, but I'm going to yield to whatever God wants to do, because it's not my will. It's not my way, but it's the way of the Lord. I never in my wildest dreams see myself on a radio station, but God knows what he's want to do through our life. And Amen. If God knows what he wants to do, we're going to yield and yet God be lifted up and let God be glorified Amen. In everything that we're doing. Amen. And we are excited about what WCNO is doing, 89.9 FM.
Amen.
They're doing a wonderful thing. They're reaching the hearts and the minds of people so they can know that God is still alive and God is still making a way out of nowhere. And because he has been doing it from creation, he's been doing it. So whatever we're going through now, it's not a surprise to him. God can do it, and we need to allow him to have his way in our life. And once you allow God to have his way, we would see mighty things happening through the Spirit of the Lord, because God is working
Amen.
And God is being lifted up.
Amen.
And we're
Amen.
Excited what
we
God is going to do.
We've got about three more minutes or four more minutes. What would you say very quickly that the Lord is doing in this region here, in this region? When I say this region, I mean in the Treasure Coast area.
The Treasure Coast area. I see God lifting up people. I see people that are there that can't find a home. They're homeless. I see God reaching and calling some people on Tuesday. And because some people have put out applications for houses and they could not get it, I see people are being called on Tuesday and they'll be able to sign the documents. And before Friday, they will go into their homes. And I see them calling next Saturday and says, that home that you were talking about, I am the person that they were speaking about, and I have my home, and I can tell you I have the keys to the home, because
Amen.
God has made Amen. A way. God has opened up the doors.
Amen.
And we give God praise for what he's going to do Amen. In the life of every
Amen.
Person that is listening to us, because God is here.
Amen.
And God will do what he wants
Amen.
To do in Jesus' mighty
Amen.
Name.
Amen. Bishop, we know that you are busy, sir. We want to thank you, sir. We know that you have a non-profit organization. And we know, sir, you don't travel Brazil, Guyana, and all over the place. Amen. We got one more minute, sir. I wish maybe next time we're going to bring you back. Amen. Last word, sir, before we go. But last word, and then I'll finish it off very quickly, very quickly.
God is able. God is able.
Amen. Amen. The word, his last word, is God is able. God is able. You've been listening to the program of Pastor Lawrence McKenzie right here on the program Spirit and Truth. Amen. You can visit us at the Word Church, 10120 South Flagler Highway. Amen. As we get ready to wrap it up, we want to thank our producer. Amen. Amen. We want to thank him. Amen. Pastor Dave, God bless you. We want to thank the management and staff. Amen. Right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. We want to thank you, Bishop. I want to thank you and Lady Grace for being with us on this beautiful Saturday. Amen. You come from so far, man. What
God
a friend. Amen.
God be the glory.
Amen. For
Thank
great
you.
Things he has done.
Yes.
Until we meet again, Pastor Lawrence McKenzie, God bless you. God bless your family. We'll see you next week by the grace of God. We love you. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to us today. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at 662-655-9327, The Word Church. We are located 10120 South Flagler Highway, Port St. Lucie. Well, until we meet again, I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
Here's Tom Cantor, a Jewish born-again Christian and Bible teacher, on Friendship with God.
And that's like people today who want nothing to do with being a believer. They don't want to be found in church. But when they see death approaching and they want to go to heaven, all of a sudden they become very religious, you know, and they claiming to be what they never were in their lives.
Friendship with God with Tom Cantor, Monday through Friday.